Hello.
Mr. President.
Hi, Cliff, how are you?
Oh, just fine. I thought that was a great speech.
Well, it sort of shook him up a little. We'll see you at the cabinet meeting tomorrow, huh?
Yes, by all means.
Right. Well, we had to do this in order to take the initiative.
Two or three things that I didn't have enough background on to have a feel for.
This is so complicated. 18 minutes, I was covering the most comprehensive thing that's been said in 40 years. So.
Yes, I know.
And so, incidentally, one thing you should know, all unprocessed things are out, for example. No agriculture products are covered by the freeze.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's at the farm level.
Well, we couldn't possibly do that tonight. You can't, like, let you know, corn blight or this and that.
But now, how about retail?
Oh, retail. Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
It's closed.
Okay.
All the way. Yeah. But we should. Mm-hmm. But we don't control at the farm level, you see, which I think is fair enough. You ought to emphasize that.
What's the reaction going to be to the 10% import tax abroad?
Abroad? Oh, it'll shake them up, but it'll only make the Japanese revalue the yen, which they should do. I'm for.
You think it will force them?
They'll do it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they've got to. They're not going to sell Americans. They're going to sell their cars to Americans, you see.
Yeah.
We want to force them. That's why we did this. It's a strong action. We did it.
I'm in strong favor of it, and that's consistent with the GATT rules, too, isn't it?
Yes. We do it under GATT rules, and we're going to remove it if they change their exchange rates.
Now, is that effective immediately?
As of today.
As of the 10% tax on imports.
As of today, right.
Uh-huh.
Only, of course, those items that are affected by GATT. Like, for example, it doesn't affect any of the farm products.
Well, they're under GATT.
I know, but none of them have taxes. We don't protect most of the farm products.
No.
We don't have taxes on wheat, soybeans, corn, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, there's an ad valorem tax on canned ham, a few things like that.
Right. That would affect them.
That's good.
It's the bargaining position.
Uh-huh. Now, you think this will put some of these striking people back to work?
Yes.
I'm thinking about the long-termer on the West Coast.
Well, I'm not sure of them. They are such radicals, but the others will all have to go back to their business.
And that means any settlements that have been made that are not yet in effect
are effective. And all the escalators are frozen.
The automatic stop 2 and 3 years ago.
Okay. All frozen.
Yeah.
Should be.
Uh-huh.
Including the government.
Yeah, well, that's no problem. The government pay scale has been pretty good.
Right.
I've been amazed how it's compared to this industry. Or at least the lower grade.
That's right.
Well, no, I think you've got the initiative now.
You shook him up, at least.
Well, practically everything anybody's been seriously advocating, you had in one form or another.
Some will say we should have done it earlier. Some say we should have done more. We should have had the freeze longer. But on the other hand, they're going to have a heck of a time attacking it.
Well, I haven't had the benefit of the discussion you've been having, but... I've been puzzled with retail sales up as well as they are, and they still have lots of savings, and so on. Why are things moving faster?
They are moving very well. It's psychological reason. It's the way the media is reporting. Actually, Cliff, the economy is moving very well.
Well, that's my impression.
This will give it a kick, and it'll move much faster right now.
Uh-huh.
As I said, you are the strong upturn already. This added to it will have to move faster.
Say, on this tax thing now.
Investment tax?
Yeah, the investment tax for new jobs.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of a rural America twist we can put on that?
Raise it in the cabinet meeting, because John Connolly is, of course, very interesting. You don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. There must be.
Sure. This would be a good place to play around with that a little bit.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, we've been discussing it.
You raise it tomorrow as we get in there, because I want all these questions raised now. See, we did all this in the quadrant. The reason we couldn't tell anybody else is that with regard to the credibility of gold, with regard to the way price paid for free, it had to be kept within the quadrant.
Oh,
otherwise, all hell would go.
Oh,
everybody raised the price.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even dare breathe.
So that's why Connolly and all the rest of us were lying a little and saying we weren't going to do anything. We knew we were, we decided the 60 days.
Yeah, now this, the goal thing, is that going to have the effect of an evaluation?
No.
No.
No. It has, they'll call it that, but the devaluation will only affect Americans who travel abroad or who buy foreign products. It has no effect.
Oh, sure, I understand that.
That, and so it really doesn't have any effect, no. And also, when we revaluate, what we're really trying to do more than anything else, but make the Japanese revaluate again.
Mm-hmm.
They do that. Then it's going to be a happy door.
Well, let's call McCracken say 25% undervalued now.
Yeah.
On the end.
Right. All knows. Yeah. We'll have him in the cabinet. We've got to get this thing so complicated.
Well, this is exciting.
We took, we bit the ball.
Yeah. Yes. And
did it like this, just like we did in China.
Yeah. No, I think it brings the electric across the country. There'll be some things we haven't thought of that'll happen.
Well,
but,
and how it works.
Yeah. Now, I talked to Arnold Weber a while ago about staffing up to enforce the freeze. That's what it makes it doing. Hopefully. And I presume you want to be vigorous on that.
Absolutely. Tough. Particularly at the beginning.
And you
got to put, if somebody violates at the beginning, prosecute them right away. And then arrest them.
The legal basis is clear?
Oh, totally.
Good. Then we're going to have to get our lawyers in on this right away.
Okay.
Well, all right, I know how the pattern is. I've got to find people first thing in the morning.
Right. Good.
Well,
we'll have fun. You'll have fun tomorrow.
Oh, okay. It's going to be a great day.
All right, Cliff.
Thank you for calling me, President.